Welcome to Podsdale, brought to you by the City of Scottsdale. Join us to explore the stories that make our city a world-class community.
I'm Greer Albaugh, along with my co-host, Holly Peralta. We're taking a deep dive into Scottsdale Senior Centers and the incredible women behind the city's new podcast, Vintage Voices.
Scottsdale Senior Centers are more than just buildings. They are vibrant community hubs that provide essential services, social connections, and enriching activities for older adults. Beyond recreation, Scottsdale Senior Centers play a crucial role in combating isolation, promoting independence, and improving overall quality of life. They serve as a vital resource for seniors to stay engaged, active, and connected with their community.
Today, we're chatting with Senior Director of Library and Human Services, Kira Peters, and Human Services Manager, Jessica Rapp, two amazing women working to ensure our aging community is supported.
In addition to their work in the Senior Center, Kira and Jessica are the hosts of Vintage Voices, a podcast dedicated to all things senior services. Through their podcast, they shine a light on the experiences, challenges, and resources available to seniors in Scottsdale and beyond. Welcome to the podcast, Kira and Jessica.
Oh, thanks, you two.
Thanks, Holly. Thanks, Greer.
This is fun to be here, huh, Jessica, on the other side of the microphone.
So fun.
Right. We're throwing the questions your
way. I feel a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous right now. My palms are sweaty.
Thank you again for being here today. Before we get into things, could you just tell us a little bit more about your roles with Scottsdale Senior Centers?
Sure. So I am the Human Services Manager at Granite Reef Senior Center. Granite Reef has been a building since 2006, and I've been there most of that time. We have a wide variety of activities, a holistic approach, and my job is just to make sure that the seniors are taken care of and that the staff are happy to come to work and that everybody is connecting and enjoying their time at the centers.
I think it's funny that Jessica says that's just her job. Her job is ginormous. You know, you two both know that seniors are a big demographic in Scottsdale, so Granite Reef Senior Center is very busy, as she said, and Jessica, you do amazing work. So my role is, as I'm the director over human services, so along with Granite Reef Senior Center, there's Via Linda Senior Center, and then we have a lot of other social services agencies that fall within human services. So my job is to support the teams, make sure everybody has what they need, but also Jessica mentioned the word connection, which is a big thing in our department right now, not just connection with our community, but connection among the human services team, because I'm sure Jessica would agree, none of us can do any of this by ourselves, and we're really trying to be creative. Holly, I think you said the word dynamic, and we really want our senior centers especially to be dynamic, because if you think about a senior, which I hate to say it, but like I think I'm almost a senior myself, it's a wide, you know, there could be people that are 55, 56, and Jessica, how old was somebody at the most recent senior center event? How old do you have? How old is the oldest?
We have a 102-year-old.
Oh, wow. You know what I mean? So that's like, you know, 50-plus years and serving that demographic. There's a lot of really varied needs, and that's really why, that's how the Vintage Voice came to be, because people come to our centers and they are asking questions, you guys, from all over the place for people in different parts of their lives. So we thought, okay, what a great platform to share information about all things aging population. And in addition to being the person who's aging, we're really seeing more of an increase in adult children taking care of people who are living longer, you know, so, you know, kids that are young or actually grown-ups, adults working who have aging parents, that's really turning into actually an additional demographic that the senior centers are serving.
Yes. One of our focus is on caretaking and caregiving resources and just getting the word out there and the information out there to the Scottsdale community.
I'm glad to see that it was launched. I know there's a lot of work that goes into putting together a podcast, as you both know. And I feel like this idea popped up several months ago and you started brainstorming and talking through ideas. So you've talked a little bit about what inspired you to start Vintage Voices and what kind of topics are you looking to cover?
Sure. So the first one was just an intro, and then we just recorded our second episode, and we dove into all things social services with our human services operations supervisor, Jennifer Murphy. She's been with the senior centers for 20 years, and She has a wealth of knowledge with the senior community. And then going forward, we are going to our third episode we have planned is aging with aging parents. Like Kira mentioned before, we'll have a special guest on. And then going forward, our plan is just to dive into some human services programs that seniors can connect with, like Operation Fix It and the housing rehabilitation services that the housing office offers.
And I would add, too, I'm sure everybody sitting in this podcast room has heard about dementia and Alzheimer's. And Scottsdale is a dementia-friendly city. And so Jessica mentioned Jennifer Murphy, who is the operations supervisor who specializes in social service work. And really, more and more people are experiencing different elements of dementia, you know, all the way up to Alzheimer's or early on stages of that. So that's another area that we want to get into, along with just the importance of connection. So, you know, in the city of Scottsdale, we have all these amazing resources, a beautiful park system, amazing senior centers, great public libraries. Like, we have all these really good things. And I think what sometimes will surprise me is people aren't aware, and especially if you're a senior who might have some mobility challenges, you can't drive anymore. Jessica said it, isolation, or maybe Holly, you did at the beginning. Isolation is it's a big deal. People are, they're isolated. They're home alone. And, you know, we don't want that. So we really hope the Vintage Voice will actually help listeners, caregivers know that there's a lot of resources out there for community members that find themselves in that situation. We don't want anybody to be alone.
Yeah, I just read something today on social media that there was a Harvard study following 700 plus people found that the number one predictor of long-term health and happiness wasn't diet, wealth, or even genetics. It was the quality of the relationships.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So I think that that's really ultimately what our goal is with senior services, is just to connect people together and make them feel like they're part of the community.
You mentioned a lot of programs and resources that you have available, like Operation Fix It. What are some of the most popular or impactful services that residents or seniors might not know about?
Sure. So Operation Fix It is a human services program, but as far as the senior services programs, like I mentioned, we're a holistic approach. So we have tons of activities, daily activities that are free and drop-in, such as bridge, mahjong, cards, billiards, fitness centers, and then discussion groups. We have a friendship group, open art classes, things like that. And then we also pair up with Parks and Recreation's leisure education classes, and they hold recreation classes like yoga, aerobics. What's really popular these days is like mindfulness and meditation classes and sound healing classes, things like that. So we offer a little bit of that at all of the classes, at all of the centers. And then we also have monthly special events, and we get entertainment, we go all out. We're able to bring those to the centers with our sponsorship program. We have sponsors for the senior centers that help fund our special event program, and so we're able to get like a nice catered meal for the seniors, have really nice decorations, make them feel really special on that day. And then we hire some really nice entertainment, and they all leave really happy. We do like photo booths, and, you know, we just make them feel really special. And it's a good time for them to meet their friends at the center or make a new friend, and they all leave with a smile usually.
I think another thing too that we've recently done, and it was as a result of a grant, but we're going to try to figure out a way to do it, is excursion program. And Jessica was really involved in this.
Fun.
Yeah, to where, you know, we rent a nice van and we can go to, you know, the musical instrument museum or go to a ball game. And again, just getting people together, getting in a vehicle, driving someplace new. That's going to be something else to look forward to.
That sounds super fun.
Mm-hmm. You both mentioned your time with the city, and you in particular, Jessica, you've been with the Senior Center for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any changes in the way seniors engage with city services over the years?
Good question, Holly.
Ooh, that is a good question.
While you're thinking, I think it's been interesting to watch the digital age come, you know, how everything, sure. And you all both know, you guys work in communications. I do think, Jessica, correct me if I'm wrong, but people are more aware of going to a web and getting information. However, I think there's a lot of times that people know that's what you're supposed to do, but it's really hard and it can be daunting and it can be overwhelming. Never mind if you have a vision challenge or any sort of cognitive impairment or disability, that having everything digital, it's not easy for everybody. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's the way that the world is going. So I think I would answer that by saying people are more aware of that, mm-hmm. You know, and even the social media, Holly, you know, Facebook, it's how people stay in touch with their kids and their families. So they're doing that. But I still think there's some work to be done in terms of making sure that everybody has access and can understand the digital world. So that's one thing that I've noticed, but I'm sure Jessica probably has more.
Yeah, I've noticed that also. We do offer tech programs, like tech assistance at both senior centers. And then I think I've also noticed, you know, like we mentioned before, that we have a very wide variety of ages that come in. And so our 50 plus to like 80, or some of them, I can't categorize the ages, but there's like a younger demographic of seniors and then there's an older demographic, and their interests are different. And so we've seen that the younger ones, some of the older ones, are more active. They want more fitness. They want more, you know, we have like music programs. They're like the baby boomers that want like to listen to rock music as opposed to Frank Sinatra, things like that.
You know, I'm going to ask you, Holly and Greer, not to put you two on the spot since you're supposed to be interviewing us, but one thing that we talk about in senior services, and Jessica and I have had discussions, and I want to know what you two think, is even the title of a senior center. You know, we have seniors. She just mentioned baby boomers who are like, well, yeah, I'm not going to a senior center. Totally. I'm not a senior.
Yeah.
You know, so we've had discussions over, do you call it a senior center or do you call it something different? You know, I think there's definitely a demographic that they're like, yeah, it's a senior center and I'm a senior and I want a special place to go and I like it like that. But then we also know the benefit of multi-generational programming. So it's one thing that we've been exploring. So I don't know, Greer, would you call it a senior center or something else?
Well, it's interesting you say that because my mom, she's 64. So
years
she's
young.
Thank you. Yes, we love my mother. But she's finally entering that era of like senior centers, mm-hmm. all that good kind of stuff. And she just feels like she's not interested in it. She just recently retired and she doesn't want to go
to a senior center.
Yeah. Like, she still feels young at heart, mm-hmm. and she doesn't necessarily want to be associated with something of that yeah. manner. But obviously, it's a good thing, and I've always encouraged her to. But that is an interesting point that you bring up, because mm-hmm. I have noticed that.
Yeah. Holly, what do you think?
That's
senior center
question.
Or not? I know. It is. And I feel like it's been split. We even just recently did focus groups where we asked, you know, different groups, and I swear to goodness, it was like split half and half, you know, like on people that like the senior center and those that don't. So, and even trying to think of like Jessica and I love even like the Vintage Voice. We want something that describes what it is, but also kind of catchy, you know. So older yeah. adult center doesn't sound
right,
you know. Anyway.
Yeah,
if
and
you
I
guys
don't
have
necessarily
an
think there's a stigma attached to the word senior really
no.
anymore these days.
Mm-hmm.
Age is just a number. And gosh, when you look at some of the things that older adults or seniors mm-hmm. are doing, it's mm-hmm. pretty amazing. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, society's view on that has changed a lot. Is there an age requirement to go to the senior center?
There's not an age requirement, even though they are senior centers. So mm-hmm. most of the programming is geared towards older adults. But, you know, you can come into the senior center and enjoy it no matter your age.
And on a personal note, you know, Kara and I were pretty close in age, mm-hmm. but, you know, I got that invite, and I felt a certain way when I turned 50 and gotten the invite from AARP.
Yes.
But you know what? I decided to sign up.
Good
it's so
you,
inexpensive,
Holly.
And I'm getting all kinds
of get the discounts,
and I'm all over it.
Yeah.
So.
You know, the Holly, too, it's you just said it, and I'm so glad that you did, that I think the stigma is changing around aging because people really are living really quality lives and they're living longer. I recently went to a conference and it was all about senior centers, and they were really, the focus was on how valuable the knowledge, the wisdom that people who have made it through so much of their life and communities who are successful really make sure to take advantage of that. So if you have someone, Greer, like your mom, who's, you know, really still young and has a lot to offer, well, could we use her at the senior centers to volunteer or
right.
whatever it might be? they have a lot to offer. And I'm sure Jessica will agree with this, is that having purpose in your life is really important so that you don't, you know, just retire. And I mean, it's fun to read books and relax, but you also want to stay engaged in your community. And the aging demographic has a ton to offer. We know that because we work in the field, but it would be really nice to spread the word about how valuable people with, you know, experience maybe a little bit older on in life have.
I completely agree. On that kind of wavelength, are there any stories or moments that stand out to you in your career here at the City of Scottsdale in regards to interactions with community?
Jessica, please, please, please tell the story about how we got the tagline to the Vintage Voice.
Oh, yes.
Because this is a good one.
So every morning when we open the center, we have some regulars that come to the fitness center. So I see them frequently. And so there's this one man, Jim. Every time I say, "Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?" And he'll say, "Well, I'm still vertical." And then I've got Walt, who is a regular at the gym, and he says something similar when I say, "Hi, Walt, how are you doing today?" And he says, "Well, I think I'm good. I'm looking down at the grass still." And so we thought that was kind of catchy and edgy for the Vintage Voice. So that's our closing line, is stay vertical, stay vibrant.
Yeah, that's really good advice for anybody. But that's a really good story. And there's probably, like, when you talk about senior services, human services, there's, like, honestly, like a million amazing stories that are really touching. When we had Jennifer Murphy on, you know, she told stories about, you know, people in real hard times, you know, losing a loved one, you're in crisis, you can't afford where you're living, it's too big, you can't take care of it. There's a lot of really feel-good stories that come out of senior services and the help that we're able to give, again, not just seniors, but, you know, caretakers of seniors. So that could be a whole separate show
I'm
of
sure.
some good mm-hmm. stories from the senior centers. Jessica one time took an excursion out. I'm sorry, Jessica, do you mind if I tell this? No, I'm telling it. She was our excursion driver, Holly, back when she was, I don't know if you were like a recreation leader.
A part-timer.
Part-time rec leader. And I was like, "Jessica, where are you guys going?" "I'm taking the seniors and we're going to go to Fashion Square Mall." You know, who loves Fashion Square Mall? I love. Really? So have you been in the parking structure?
A mess.
Okay. Well, there's height requirements. So Jessica's driving the city shuttle with 15 seniors, and she drives that shuttle right into the parking lot and scrapes the
Kira, I can't believe you were throwing me out.
Oh, no.
Maybe you didn't even do that much damage, but, you know.
I kind of got lodged under it.
Oh, no. So that's like my kind of inside story. And everything turned out. Everybody was fine. It wasn't like
the seniors were so nice to me. I started crying, and they were like, "It's going to be okay. If anybody gives you trouble, you just tell them that I want to talk to him. You're going to be fine. It was just an accident."
And I bet they told that story to everyone that day.
Sorry, Jessica. I had to. It's a good story.
Yeah.
Here she is today.
I made it. Yes.
What are some common misconceptions about senior services that you'd like to clear up? Are there any you hear out there?
So going back to people feel like they're not old enough to come to a senior center, I totally get it. I feel like once we get them in and they see the centers and they see that they're not like their grandma's senior center per se, they're really cool, innovative buildings and we have such fun activities, I think that we can hook them once they step foot into the building.
I agree with Jessica on that. I think some people think like, oh, they might think of like assisted living or skilled nursing or something like that. It's not that. Even though if you need that sort of help and you've got, you know, somebody with you, of course, very accommodating and accessible. But honestly, I don't think people realize the amount of resources that are there. You know, I mean, we've touched on this a little bit, but it should be a theme of this, is that there's resources there to help the community. You know, whether that's you or facing an eviction, or you need, somebody might have a hoarding situation. Like, there's some pretty serious things that happen. And those senior centers have professional staff that can help navigate through those life challenges. So there's a lot of good and fun and events and happy things, but there's also like the hard parts of getting older that we help with. So I don't want to make that a downer. I want to make sure that people know there's resources to help if you do find yourself in a hard situation.
That's good to mention too, though, because I think sometimes someone may not even know where to start or where to go.
Right. It can be overwhelming. I mean, just think. I mean, even, you know, I think about myself helping to take care of my mom. Sometimes I don't even know where to begin. Now, does she qualify for Medicare? I don't know. Where do you go with that? You know, so I think there's a lot of support and need, and the senior centers are a very loving, welcoming, helpful place that it's just Jessica said the word holistic, and that's what it is. You can come for fun. You can come and get connected to resources. It's a really special place in the Scottsdale community.
Well, since Vintage Voices is all about senior experiences, what's the best piece of wisdom or a good piece of advice you've heard from a Scottsdale senior?
Oh, that's a good one.
In addition to stay vertical.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. I know. It's like we did stay cover, vertical. Like, stay vertical. So
that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm trying to think of one. Do you have one, Jessica? I mean, there's probably been several.
Yeah, I feel like, I'll tell you about Fred, the 102-year-old. When I asked him what his secret was, he celebrated his 100th birthday at the senior center. We got him a cake, and he plays chess every Thursday at the center. And so when I said, Fred, what's your secret? Because he looks amazing. He's still walking and mobile. And he said that he is a vegetarian and mm-hmm. that he, what was the other one? Oh, he meditates every morning. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's some good advice. I mean, take what you want
yeah.
with that.
But yeah. Yeah. You know, too, I think one that I heard, and it was years ago when I was at the senior center, and one of the social workers was working with two clients, and they both had very similar situations, both some medical challenges and just what they were dealing with in life. And this was really more the social worker. She goes, it's amazing. One of them has a very positive outlook. You know what I mean? And I'm going to get the help, and I'm going to stay positive, and I'm going to stay connected. And the other one was shutting down. You know, like, okay, woe is me. All this is happening. I can't handle it. So what I took away from that is the power of attitude and hope mm-hmm. because she said these two people have almost the exact same situation and one is not thriving and the other one is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like feeling better and getting better. So she's like, wow, you know, Kira, the power of positivity and hope is really a real thing. She goes, I'm seeing it in action here. So I really hope that people coming to the senior centers, listening to the Vintage Voice, that they know, you know, stay positive throughout things that are happening in your life.
So Vintage Voice, Vintage Voices, where can we find the podcast? How can people get connected to begin listening to it?
We have it on our scottsdaleaz.gov website. There's a tab where you can click podcasts, and we're on there now. And it's also on our senior services website. If you just search the scottsdaleaz.gov website, search seniors, and then there's a link on our page.
Excellent. All right. Well, we appreciate that you both took the time to come out to see us today. I know you're both very, very busy. We were just talking about Kira's calendar when
it's beautiful, beautifully color-coded. I envy it.
Oh, well, thank you guys for having us on. It's nice to kind of like, you know, co-market our podcast. Yeah. So we appreciate it. It's always fun to spend an afternoon with you two.
Well, it's great to hear about a new city podcast, and mm-hmm. I hope that we get more people listening to all the great work you're doing. Thanks again for being here.
Yes, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of Podsdale. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe. You can find us on YouTube or in your favorite podcast app. Share episode ideas and provide your feedback by emailing communications@scottsdaleaz.gov. Thanks for listening.